The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 294, Switcheroo.
Wait, what?
Our man inside said when the bus went down, the two guys from the car were both South American. Neither one was Meredith. That means he must be the one you're following.
And he's about to get on a plane. I don't think we can stop him. I'm texting you the tail number. Maybe you can have the tower stop him.
Okay, got it. I'll contact Opa-locka Airport now.
I didn't expect that.
But how did he get by us? We were watching the door, as was Kate and Ivan. The only explanation would be that he changed in the back to look like the guy who went in.
That's possible, but why? He'd only do something like that if he thought someone was following him.
Or he's being overly cautious. Oh, look! The plane isn't stopping! It's going onto the runway! Ivan, the plane is taxiing!
I called the tower. They said they told him to hold short. It was a police matter.
Well, he obviously didn't listen. Did he file a destination?
He did, but I doubt it's authentic.
Do me a favor, run that tail number.
On it.
Were you guys not able to get close enough to him?
No, he pulled up close to a plane. It taxied off before security could get out there and tell him to move.
By the time we realized what was happening, it was too late. We figured the plane could be tracked and you could get the smuggler. We had no idea it was Meredith.
Okay, team. It's just as we suspected. It's a fake tail number. Well, not actually fake. It belongs to a Cessna 182 registered in Minneapolis.
Obviously, we weren't looking at a Cessna 182, so they must have just put a random tail number on. Do you have any way of tracking it?
I'll contact the FAA and also the flight command at Homestead. Maybe they can get something in the air to intercept this jet.
All right, then. That's about all we can do. Let me know what happens. In the meantime, that car needs to be sealed off and taken to the lab. Maybe we can get some prints or something.
Okay, I'll get a recovery team out there right away, and we'll tow it back. I'll keep you advised.
I gotta tell you, I'm getting kind of tired chasing this guy all over creation. If they have to shoot that plane down, so be it.
I know you're frustrated, Scarlet. We'll get him. Eventually.
I hope so. We need to go and talk to airport security and secure that car for the lab.
Anika's been one step ahead of us this whole trip.
Well, maybe so, but he'll trip up soon. When he does, it's game over.
Patience and persistence wins the way. We'll need to put our heads together and come up with a plan. As of right now, we don't know where they went.
I'm sure Georgia has detailed maps of the area. My guess is we're looking for a settlement that was Rage-friendly.
This planet was a stronghold for Rage. That could include a lot of settlements.
Captain Nate, we're aboard. You can close ramp and prepare for departure.
Copy that. Ramp up. George is downloading all the maps on file for Cali.
Excellent. We'll get right to finding good candidate settlements.
Roger that.
Gabby, you have experience fighting Rage. Do you have any ideas?
What was the common denominator in our dealings with them on Titan 3 and Titan 4?
Mars?
Yeah, we did a lot of bar hopping. So will we be looking for bars?
No. We'll be looking for bunkers or places that were military strongholds.
We won't be looking for bars?
What are you guys talking about?
Gabby was talking about common denominators we encountered chasing them on Titan 3 and 4.
Well, bars were certainly one of them.
I think we need to look for a place that had a military presence. After all, Hanika was a general.
Yes, a place like that would be familiar to him. He obviously had a place in mind when he departed so hastily.
Yeah, that's right. He took a one-way trip there, so he must have felt pretty secure about this place.
So, what did you find in the way of maps?
Georgia, display the first set of maps, starting with the closest.
Displaying set one, starting with the closest habitation zones.
Is there any record of a military presence there dating back to the Galactic Wars?
Records indicate that there was a listening post there at that time, but nothing further.
Thank you. We'll study this one for now.
Liam, let's roll.
Roger that. Everyone buckle in. We have clearance for departure.
Here are the coordinates for the first town. Circle at 1,000 upon arrival.
Aye, Captain.
Once I realized there was a tracker in one of those crates, he was gone like a rat up a drain pipe.
Yeah, then you can bet they're in hiding.
But why here?
I'm guessing he has something here pre-positioned.
Or he knows someone here that will help him in his guard.
Whatever the reason, he's somewhere out there and we need to find both of them. Gabby, can you use any of the electronics in your head to track him?
Not really. The ship is heavily shielded. But thanks to Georgia and the Gallagher brothers, I'm feeling supersonic.
I was wondering what you were doing. Thought you had an itch you couldn't scratch. Was that a scratch you couldn't itch?
What can I say? I got the music in me.
Yeah, literally.
Well, move yourself into your seat. We're getting ready to take off.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm a notorious seat dancer.
Here.
We are where?
Here, our safe space.
I'm sorry, General, but I only see jungle.
Do you see that branch coming out of the ground?
This one?
Yes, pull it.
Wait, this isn't some sort of joke, is it?
No, God, it isn't a joke. It's the opening for the door.
Okay, now I'm impressed.
Pull that lever to power up the facility, then that one to close the door.
Now, what happens if we close the door and then lose power? Are we stuck here?
Not to worry, God. Much like the bunker on Titan, there is an escape hatch that exits at the top of this mountain. We should be quite safe here.
Excellent. Then I shall close the doors.
Follow me to the control room.
This is very much like the bunker on Titan IV.
Rage has a series of these fortifications throughout the galaxy. They were used for not only shelter, but also as command centers.
So there is obviously a survey system.
If it is still functional. It has been quite a while since it was used.
How did you know about this one and remember the access code to give to Gracie?
Because this was my personal bunker. We have much to do. I'm sure that some of the provisions are no longer useful, but some are usable for a lifetime.
I can only imagine what they taste like.
Our water supply comes from a fresh water spring inside the mountain here.
All the comforts of home. Not that I don't appreciate the finer things about this bunker, but I hope we don't get too comfortable here.
Don't worry. This is all temporary. Our main objective right now is to make sure that the bounty hunter is not following us. Once we establish that, we can return to Cali City and work on our new plans there.
You mean the plans to take what monetary units they collect?
After all, we have an army to raise. They should be happy to give it to us.
I don't think they're that happy, General.
In the long run, it is the best thing that could happen to them.
Then I can't wait to better their lives.
The breaker box is there. Switch on the power.
Switch on. It looks like everything is powering up.
Excellent. Power up the perimeter cameras.
I am most impressed, General. We have a 360-degree view of the compound. There's no way anyone could sneak up on us.
Nevertheless, we must remain vigilant. I'm sure there is a sizable bounty on our heads, and as I said earlier, Jaffra is very persistent.
Let him come. I've been itching for a fight.
If it comes to that, we have the advantage as long as we stay in here.
Isn't that, like, Hiding?
When you set up an ambush guard, what are you typically doing?
Hiding.
Then hiding it is.
Hey, what do you got?
John's gonna meet you on the bench where you found the newspaper.
Sounds good. Anything on our missing CIA agent?
Director Holliday's been in contact with his counterpart at the agency. They checked his apartment. It looks like it's been cleaned out.
Uh-huh, which means our guy probably bugged out. Are they pursuing this any further?
Yeah, it's highly irregular for a field agent to just disappear without a trace.
I see. Are they suspecting any foul play?
They haven't said. Right now, he's absent without leave.
An AWOL agent. Now, that's something they don't want to hear.
Like you said, especially if it's a field agent working undercover.
All right, we're coming up on the park now.
Okay, I'll keep checking with Holliday. Hope you can get something out of McMillan.
We'll see. Talk to you later.
What do you think really happened?
Well, either this guy got cold feet and made a run for it, or he works for Rage and they pulled him out.
My money's on Rage.
Well, why do you say that?
No detailed background, only one address, no social media presence.
Well, so far you described a homeless person.
Well, you see what I mean? A guy working for the CIA isn't going to be homeless. Now, I could see a low internet profile, given his occupation. A background check, as you well know, is standard for a job like that. How was he vetted?
I had Kelly check, but he wasn't vetted by anyone here in Annapolis. We're still inquiring.
Like, maybe an agency in D.C.?
That's a possibility. Kelly will keep digging.
I think I see him.
Yeah, right on the very bench where he passed off info to Kolkoff.
Looks like he's reading the same paper.
Yeah, right. If he's reading it at all. Hey, John.
Detective Barnes, Sam. I think we've been here before.
Yeah, under totally different circumstances. So, did you meet with Kolkoff?
Yes, and you were right. He said he had me checked out because he didn't know if he could trust me or not.
And the verdict is?
Well, thanks to my superiors, my backstory and credentials all checked out.
Excellent.
So, we're dying to know. Did he spill the corn?
Beans, Sam. Did he spill the beans?
I got a little information. Evidently, someone tipped off Kolkoff that a bust was going down. That's why he had the weapons moved. He had to check me out to make sure I wasn't the whistleblower.
So he doesn't know who the snitch is?
No, but his gut tells him that it might be the CIA agent who removed his sunglasses.
That's weird. My gut only tells me when I'm hungry.
But I have no idea who he was signaling. Or if he was signaling at all.
Well, if you want to talk about guts talking, mine says he's the one since... He is now AWOL from the agency. Well, what's the climate like there? People in a panic?
Not yet, but there is a high level of concern.
My level of concern is him mentioning Operation Ralph. Has he said anything more about that?
I asked him about that, and he said it would be a glorious day in the internet wars. It will do more to cripple this country than 100 of their best hackers.
I see. Well, that's pretty much confirms our suspicion that this was going to be an attack on the internet. We just don't know when.
Are you suspicious of a where?
At the heart of our nation, Washington, D.C. Right now, it looks like the first strike will be directed towards the Pentagon.
Well, that makes sense. Our military is really putting a damper on Russia's plans for the Caspian Sea. And Ukraine is standing in the way.
I see what you mean. Take out the heart of the military's command structure, and you could create a lot of chaos.
So does Kolkoff have any future plans for you?
He told me that with my position in the CIA, I am a valuable asset.
A valuable asset to whom?
He just said, to us. I'm assuming it's the Russians.
Yeah, that's a reasonable assumption.
I'm afraid I don't have anything else for you.
Did he give you an indication when he'll contact you next?
No, he just said, we'll be in touch.
Well, I guess that's all I have to say, too.
You gentlemen have a good day.
You too, John.
So, what do you think?
I really don't know what to think. What's your gut tell you? Wait. thinking. It's close to supper.
Jim Barnes, the Gut Whisperer.
So, how did your shopping expedition go?
We found out a few things.
Yes, I can see you did. Russian nesting dolls.
I couldn't resist. And look, a vendor gave me this old Russian button.
May I see that?
Sure. Here you go.
It looks authentic. But let me ask you this. Were you asking this vendor a lot of questions about military arms?
Yes, but...
But what?
But this might be a recording device.
That small?
That's about the right size for one, sir, but if that's a recording device, then its range is quite limited. Whoever would be monitoring this would have to be in this building.
I don't think we have anything to worry about. It's very light and it feels like a Russian uniform button should feel. So, what about this vendor that gave it to her?
If I may, sir.
Certainly.
He had an adequate collection. Not impressive, just adequate. What I did notice was a lot of parts belonged to larger weapons. He claimed he only had a few accessories. I just had a strong feeling he was holding back.
I had the same impression, so I pressed him for larger weapons. When I said that I might have a buyer very interested in something a little more powerful, he said that he would look around and call if he found a source.
I seriously think that he is the source. It might take someone local to convince him to deal with us.
I'm sure I can arrange for one of our locals to inquire on your behalf.
Here's the gentleman's information. He said that he would call if something came up. I think if your man or woman reached out to him, he might find something a little more quickly.
Especially if you have enough money.
That's certainly the impression I got. Like most markets I've been to, money talks.
I'll see what I can do. If money talks, hopefully this vendor will listen.
So what do we do in the meantime?
We still have the list to complete.
So far, I haven't found anything suspicious.
Neither have I. Either the leak has covered their tracks well, or it's higher up, and we haven't looked at them yet.
We're getting close to the end of our list. If there's a mole here, we'll find them.
And if we don't?
Then we start over again and find what we missed. Somehow these ships are getting warned when a boarding is about to happen. It has to be an inside job.
I agree. Remember how smug Katia was in telling us better luck next time?
Yeah, that bothered me too.
It does seem like a game of cat and mouse. Whoever the mole is must have connections with the Russians.
It would have to be someone local. I mean, he or she can't be running off to Russia every time a bus is about to go down.
You said that there's a heavy Russian population here. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to meet up with someone.
Like an arms dealer in an outdoor market.
Funny you should say that. Seeing that dealer today is what made me think of that.
It could be, but it's like you said. It could be anyone local.
All right. Enough of speculation. Let's get back to work. We have a mole to flush out.
Okay, so what's the verdict?
We busted the two drug runners. They're not aliens, so no problem with the arrests.
That's pretty unusual to have two non-aliens on a rage mission. Usually at least one of them's a Hongan.
It could be that this is a low-level operation. They just needed to make a drug run for cash.
What about the Lees?
Oh, they're not here.
I thought for sure they would have headed straight for here.
They did.
What makes you say that?
I got a chance to interrogate the owner in private. I told him that he was looking at a lot of time and maybe deportation if he didn't cooperate.
You could deport them?
Not really, but he didn't know that. Anyway, the Lees were here when the drugs arrived. They changed their clothes and walked out at different times with a couple of bags of groceries, so they blended in with the crowd. They took mass transit, but we don't know where yet.
Which means we may not ever find them.
Don't give up hope yet. The owners will be taking a booking. I think I can get some one-on-one with them at the station. I can lean on them a little harder. I'm sure they know where the Lees stay. It will be just a matter of time before we flush them out.
I hope so. We need at least to get the bombing resolved so Nelson can close the books on that for the insurance company.
We need to hang around just for a little bit. We want to finish a thorough search of the premises. They may have a stash here somewhere. We're waiting on the canine unit now.
I think I'd have them start with the fish.
I'm sure they will. It's amazing how those dogs can sniff out drugs stuffed inside smelly old fish.
Could you imagine what would happen if a bag leaked and they used the fish to make sushi?
I don't even want to think about it. If there are any more drugs here, the dog will find it.
While we're waiting on that, I'll turn my attention to Pappy and Scarlett's case.
In between things here, I've been working on that. We were able to get two F-18s out of Homestead to go after that jet. I haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay. I'm going to update them on what's happened.
All right. I'll be in the back.
Pappy.
Hey, Pappy. I just wanted to update you and Scarlett on what's going on.
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, did the rollback get there yet?
Yes, the car is on its way back to forensics. We're following.
What happened after we left?
Ivan's inside guy confirmed that all parties were in the back, away from the customers. So they brought SWAT in and apprehended the two from the car. Ivan interrogated the owners, and it appears that the Lees managed to leave unnoticed.
That's too bad. What are you going to do?
Ivan will interrogate them more back at the station. He thinks they know where we can find the Lees.
That's great. You need to put that case to bed.
Tell me about it. Now, as for your man, Ivan said that Homestead scrambled two F-18s to intercept the citation. We haven't heard anything yet.
I certainly hope they can force Meredith down. I'm getting tired of crisscrossing the country chasing.
I can imagine you are.
The powers that be at the Pentagon are getting impatient. They want results. Your people are the same way.
I can understand why. He's right in the middle of a suspected terrorist plot. Director Cage has even talked to me about it.
The lab will be going through this car with a fine-tooth comb. We're hoping there might be clues somewhere.
We have two people who were driving it in custody, and you know who the third person was.
We're not looking for DNA.
We're looking for any trace evidence that might tell us where they've been, besides the Everglades.
I see. So it might give you an idea who they might be dealing with. Hold on. Ivan's coming back and he's walking with a purpose.
We just heard from the Air Force. The citation was put into a stall and someone jumped out of it.
Did Meredith pull a DB Cooper? Will Ivan get any info on the Lees? Will the Mercury crew be able to track down Hanukkah and his guard? Will Kalkoff meet up again with McMillan? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Meredith Goes Airborne.